Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode of the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft like me and Tyler did before the show for one day, whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD, that's DFBPOD, when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Friday, December 2nd, 2016. I am your host, Daniel A. Green. You can find me on Twitter at Daniel A. Green 1. Today, I am joined by my trusty sidekick, Tyler. What's going on, man?
Not much, Daniel. How's it going with you?
It's going. So, just so our listeners know, it's about 2:45. The double overtime game. It's 2:45 on Thursday, either late Thursday night or early Friday morning. The double overtime game of Golden State Houston ended about 25 minutes ago, maybe. So that caused absolute chaos in DFS land and in most of my lineups. So I'm sure everyone listening, they had a lot of exposure to that game too. So it was, you know, we thought the cash line was going to be low because the early games were so bizarre. And then that, you know, having an over-under to that of 230, where everyone would stack that game anyway, basically. And then you go, that game ends up going double overtime. That's just, it was interesting to say the least. So hope everyone made some money. Hope you guys stacked that game. Hope everyone had a lot of Durant, a lot of Draymond Green. Hope you did not have a lot of Klay Thompson. Man, he sucks. Anyway, but yeah, so Friday is a very nice slate of 9 delicious games. Before we dig into those real quickly, Friday is the best of the best chamber, so it's going to be the people who are at the top of the power rankings. I will update the power rankings sometime on Friday morning and unleash that on the website, dgcourtroomdfs.com. If you look at it's like right now, if you look at my pinned tweet, you can basically see a link to the power rankings there if you want to see how the power rankings are currently. Also want to give a quick shout out to the Chambers winners for Thursday. It was pretty crazy, Tyler. In I had two Chambers going because the demand is through the roof. California Cool won one of them with a 348 score. So props to him. And then Slappy DFS, who's currently ranked number 9 in the power rankings, took down Daniel Erde, who had this would have been his fourth win of the week, Tyler. He beat Daniel Erde, who had won 3 straight earlier this week, by 0.1 points. Just insane. 357.2 points.
We might have to have a new Daniel on the podcast here soon.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that guy. Stop winning my Chambers. It's my home. Get out of there. Maybe I won't let him in Chambers for a day. He's on quite the streak.
On probation.
Yeah,
winning probation.
I'm gonna get the bailiff to not let him in my courtroom for a couple days. All right, guys. So with that, real quickly, let's go over through our favorite part. Let's talk about some dream killers. Man, if you watched any of the crappy, horrendous basketball played in Dallas, Memphis, congrats to you. Just those games themselves are dream killers. Just watching that hurts my eyes. But in terms of actual FanDuel production, the Cleveland Cavaliers getting blown out at home by the busted up Clippers, who are coming off a 3-game horrendous losing streak, and they're on a long road trip, and you lose and you get blown out by them at home, that's embarrassing. So if you played any of the Cleveland guys, especially Kevin Love, just killed me in a couple of lineups. Kyrie did okay, I guess, if there's one Cav who did okay. And then LeBron was, you know, at his salary. If you played him over Durant, I mean, wow, you had a short night. So all of them, Frank Kaminsky, look, guys, we cannot roster him again until further notice. You come back to the judge, I will tell you when you can play him. He's currently off the table. I've never seen – he put up 6 FanDuel points on Thursday. And what I was telling Tyler before the show, I was screaming at my TV for the coach, even though I had a lot of money riding on him. I was screaming for the coach to pull him out of the game. He was scared. He didn't want to touch the ball. I can't remember an NBA player being that scared on the court. He wanted no part of the ball. He wanted no part of shooting. It was really something to behold. And I know he's been struggling with a shot for a couple games. So it was, but this came out of nowhere in terms of just not wanting to be on that court. And it's like he forgot how to play basketball. It was just, it's weird. Things like that happen every night. It's like something like that you would never think could happen, right? But it does. And he put up 6 Vando points. And I'm not touching that bum until I see him, you know, look like a coherent NBA player again. And if you played him over like Ryan Anderson, which I did in some lineups, I mean, you're going to want to punch yourself in the head like I did and break a remote control. Also, Matthew Dellavedova, that buster. I mean, this is my second straight game I played him. I mean, Jason Kidd, Giannis had a really nice game, over 50 FanDuel points. And Kidd sat out Giannis the entire fourth quarter. He easily could have put him back in. Yeah, they did have a decent lead, otherwise Giannis would have had 70 plus. And he didn't play Dellavedova many minutes either. He played Brogdon a lot of minutes. So Delly only had like 14 FanDuel points. My soul crusher of the night, Clint Capella. Man, I thought he was going to explode in that Golden State Houston game. I knew that Golden State was probably going to go small. I still thought Clint Capella was going to get 30 plus minutes. And basically, Mike D'Antoni played everyone in the free world except Clint Capella minutes. He played Harrell minutes. He played Sam Decker minutes. He played, you know, the ball boy. He played the schoolgirl. He played Jeannie Buss. I mean, dear God, he wanted to play Dwight Howard and get him back. You know, it was just so Clint Capella put up like 15 FanDuel points. I thought he did okay when he was in there. He just didn't get enough minutes, so he hurt my lineups. The other guy who I had a lot of was John Henson, and he's a dream lover, Tyler, a dream lover. John Henson, you attack Bucks bigs. If you played down John Henson, put up over 30 FanDuel points. He was great. Gordon Hayward, 50 FanDuel points against Miami. That Miami Utah game was 111 to 110. I mean, the over under was like 188, and they put up over 221 points. Go freaking figure. Kevin Durant was great as always, and Draymond Green was also great. Except he kicked someone in the head again, and he should be ejected and never. He should be banned from the NBA, Tyler. I hate Draymond Green. All right, let's move on to the games. There's still a couple over-unders that aren't up yet. The best game of the night, it's going to be now. It's going to be interesting because it's Houston, and Houston's coming off this double overtime win against Golden State. So how tired are they going to be? You know, they're probably not going to get in the hotel. It's like 4, 5, 6 in the morning at Denver. So they're playing Denver, 222 over-under. Denver's only favored by 2. Oh, man, this game is loaded with fantasy gold. And what do we do? What's our favorite rule in fantasy? Who do we attack, Tyler?
We attack Denver, period. I mean, I think they're all getting bad now.
Well, we do.
But big,
we
smalls, I think they're all getting bad.
That is true, but we specifically attack their shooting guards. So you're talking about the second best player in DFS, James Harden, going up against the worst team against shooting guards. Like, in theory, James Harden should get 100 FanDuel points tomorrow. But, you know, in double overtime game on Thursday, God only knows what's going to happen there. Minnesota and the Knicks, that's going to be a really interesting game. They're coming on a home-and-home series. They just played each other a couple nights ago. The Lakers at Toronto with 214 over-under. Those are some of the games, but there's some nice games, but nothing like a 230 over-under like the Golden State-Houston game from Thursday. All right, Tyler, let's go through some back-to-backs injury news.
All right, so you got 4 teams playing the second of a back-to-back. You got the Cavs, the Clippers, the Rockets, and the Magic are all playing on the second of a back-to-back. There's a lot of teams actually playing on the first of a back-to-back tomorrow. There's 8 teams who are playing the first of a back-to-back. The 2 I'll mention are the 76ers and the Raptors. They've already said that both Joel Embiid and Damari Carroll are going to sit out one of the 2 games. They haven't really decided which one yet, so be on the lookout for that tomorrow. It's either going to be tomorrow or Saturday. Both of them are going to sit out a game. Moving on to the injury news. Jared Bayless is questionable tomorrow for Philly. Joakim Noah is questionable. Paul Millsap, Markieff Morris, Jan Mahimi, and Nikola Jokic are all questionable. Already ruled out is Nene, Reggie Jackson, and Doug McDermott. And that's pretty much all we got for injury news, other than Joel Embiid and Damari Carroll, who both may or may not be rested.
All right. Let's hop into the plays, my man.
All right, so let's do it. Just kicking it off with point guard, top play on the board, Chris Paul, 9.4K, playing his old team. So I always think that's kind of an interesting story. Narrative may not really matter that much on the court. What are you thinking about Chris Paul tomorrow?
I'm nervous about. So keep your eye on the news. Cleveland's the Clippers are coming on this long road trip. There's been rumblings that they're going to be resting people towards the end of the road trip. I think this is their last game before they go back home. I would say the Pelicans, this would be easy win for the Clippers, but the Pelicans have been playing really well lately. But I do think they want to give Chris Paul some rest at some point. You know, he only played 25 minutes on Thursday because they did blow out Cleveland. He played pretty well and put up 39 Vandal points in those 25 minutes. So just make sure he's playing. I mean, I don't – on a back-to-back, you know, he's old now. I don't there's so many better plays on a nine-game slate. So I'm not going to have a ton of Chris Paul exposure.
I retweeted that tweet from earlier, like the one I think you were mentioning, where he said that they were going to rest pretty much all their players one of the games. Well, the only one I think they've rested so far is Blake Griffin. So. Blake. Yeah, so I would not be surprised if Chris Paul is the man sitting out tomorrow. So that's a good point. Next guy on the board, John Wall, 8.9K at San Antonio. A little scary. Thoughts on him?
I mean, first of all, you can definitely attack the San Antonio guards. I mean, you can attack them at point guard. And surprisingly, this year, you can also really attack the hell out of them at shooting guard. I mean, guys have lit them up at shooting guard, and I don't understand it. I know Danny Green was out to start the season a little bit, but since he's been back, people have still been putting up big numbers against them, and Danny Green's an elite defender. But, I mean, John Wall should have no issues with Tony Parker. But with that said, he's been okay this year. That whole Wizards team, man, they stink. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on with them. Scott Brooks is not doing a good job. Now, I don't really like the personnel either, but, I mean, Wall, I don't know, his price has dipped down to 8.9K. So I think he's notorious for being a much better player at home if you look at the splits over the years. He's been somewhat consistent if you look at his game logs. You know, he basically has a floor if you take out one game in, like, the last 10 of 40 Fando points, and the ceiling is, you know, about 60. So I think he's a relatively safe play against San Antonio. I think he'll be relatively low owned because a lot of people see the Spurs and just want to go all their routes. And on a nine-game slate, you have so many delicious options at point guard. But he's fine. I don't think I'm going to go that route right now in cash, but I'll find some way to play some John Wall, just no matter how much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're definitely not worried about the matchup. You're more worried about that game being a blowout, especially with the way the Wizards have kind of looked this year. I mean, I the games I've seen, I have not really been impressed with them at all. So you're kind of worried about the Spurs laying one on them, especially with the Spurs at home. Next guy on the board, I think this is kind of a juicy play. Another game that could be a blowout, but I think Kyle Lowry, he's going to make some hay regardless. 8.7K. What are you thinking about Kyle Lowry for tomorrow?
Do you say make some hay? What does that even mean?
Never heard that expression?
Like a farmer? Like make some hay?
You never heard that expression?
I think I have, but I never understood it.
Yeah, that's basically what it means. It's just like to be awesome, to be good, make some hay.
So if a farmer makes hay, what's the deal with hay?
Feed it to the animals, man. You got to make it to feed to the animals, so you got to.
Oh, animals eat that? See, this is how little I know. I mean, man, I'm an idiot. I don't know anything about farming.
Oh, that's because you're a city fella, man.
I am. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't even know animals ate hay. Oh, interesting. You learned something on the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, so when it comes to Panera Bread Lowry, he's been playing a lot better lately. The price has come up a little bit now to 8.7K. The Lakers, I don't understand how the Lakers are beating good teams. I don't understand anything that's going on with that team. They're fun to watch.
Hey, don't jinx them. Don't jinx them now. Don't jinx them.
Yeah, just for listener, Tyler's a huge Lakers fan. But, you know, in theory, Toronto should blow them out. But I don't know. I mean, they've been playing really well. He's fine, man. He's getting pricey. If you want to go that route in cash, I think you can. I think he'll probably put up 40 Fando points. I think his floor is like a 35. You know, and he can get you 50, maybe. I don't. Then again, I'm looking at his box scores. He's only hit 50 once this year. You know, but I think he's a safe play. He's fine. I just think other guys probably have better upsides. Maybe he might be a good cash game play, though, on Friday.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy on the board, Isaiah Thomas, 8.1K. He's going up against some bad Sacramento point guard defense. Actually, just looked up the stat today. Both Ty Lawson and Darren Collison are giving up 106 points, a little bit over 106 points per 100 possessions. As far on defense, and Isaiah Thomas is the ninth leading scorer in the NBA, so I kind of expect Isaiah Thomas to have a big game tomorrow. What are you thinking about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, since Celtics are not fully healthy, so that's one thing people have to realize. Like Avery Bradley's price at one point, you know, shot up to like 7K because they didn't have Horford, they didn't have Crowder. Those guys are back now, so everyone's shots have come down, but Isaiah's haven't come down that you know, not that much. He's still jacking his shots up. He's going to get his shots. He's going to get his minutes. You talk about narratives. This is a big revenge game for him. He was a huge crowd favorite in Sacramento. When he was in Sacramento, he was one of my favorite players in the NBA to watch. Like it was like and that team was really fun to watch too. The crowd was so crazy for him, and they called him the Pizza Man because he ran these funny Pizza Man commercials. You guys should Google Isaiah Thomas Pizza Man to see some of like the best commercials ever. But so this, like, I actually like him on Friday. I think you can roll with him in cash. And if you want to go with him in tournaments, I'm going to a little bit because I think he probably wants to just destroy Sacramento. It did not end well there.
What are you thinking about Kyrie Irving, 7.4K against your Bulls?
Well, I do like anyone going up against Rondo. So Kyrie's price was 7.6 yesterday, and then it went down to 7.4K. He's had a couple two straight stinkers now, 26 and 29. I think the Clippers have lost two. I mean, the Cavs have lost two straight now, and this is going to be a good game to target Cleveland, Chicago. I think Kyrie's another guy. He's pretty safe. I mean, even when he actually played pretty well against the Clippers. The problem was it was just basically a blowout. And Kyrie, so I think I tweeted this out earlier. He you know, I want FanDuel to make him a shooting guard. He's not a point guard. He put up 28 actual points and had 29 FanDuel points because he does nothing else. He's like he's become completely scoring dependent, and that's why his price always stays in this stupid 7K range because it's not worthy to go up to 8K because God forbid he get you like 10 assists. That's just never going to happen. So he's fine. He's safe. He's relatively safe for cash. I don't see the 50 FanDuel point ceiling anymore from him just because they got to get Love involved and they got to get, and obviously LeBron handles the ball so much, but he's fine.
Thoughts on Drew Holiday. He's getting about that consistent 30 minutes now. He's been producing some all right FanDuel points, but not hitting the value yet. 7.3K tomorrow going up against Chris Paul and the Clippers. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, he's tournament only play for me right now because he still can't crack that 30 minute barrier. I mean, it's just so annoying, Elvin Gentry. Like, just let him play, man. He's been good in the minutes he's getting. He's basically become a fantasy point per minute guy, which is excellent. So if he gets five extra minutes, that's going to make him be able to hit value. So if Chris Paul goes out, is not playing on Friday, I think that even makes him a better play. Either way, Holiday, he's okay for tournaments only, and I don't love the play on Friday.
Next guy on the board, Derrick Rose. He was disastrous against Minnesota in the last game. They're playing Minnesota game again. This time they're at home. He only played 24 minutes in the last game, though. Had 11 points, 2 assists, 1 steal. Only 14 FanDuel points. Thoughts on him for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, D. Rose, I don't play him in cash. When there's a large slate, it's just he's too boom or bust. He's too reverse Benjamin Button. He's got too many body parts that could fall off at any given moment. And I just hate him personally because I think he should be in jail. But besides that, he's an intriguing guy. I mean, he's flashed numerous times this year, 40 FanDuel point upside. So if you want to roll him out in tournaments in what should be a pretty fast-paced game, you can do it. The price has come up because he did have those 40 FanDuel point nights. So he was in 5.8K last week, and now that's come up to a steeper price. So I don't like it for cash. But if you want to roll him out for tournaments, I'm okay with it.
Next guy on the boards, Rajon Rondo. He in the five games since he returned from that injury, he's been super consistent, basically between 32 and 39 FanDuel points in every game. 5.9K tomorrow against the Cavs. Thoughts on him?
Well, he's certainly not playing defense, so that's one thing you can say.
Has he ever, though?
I think at one point in his Boston career he did. But what he does now, he should be put in jail. He should be put in basketball jail. He lets his defenders go by him on purpose and then reaches around. It's such a lazy move to try to tap the ball out and get it a really cheap steal. He does this in the fourth quarter of a close game too. He's just so frustrating to watch if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, or I'm really more a D Wade fan. But in terms of his offensive production though, he you're right. He's been really good the last five games. He's been well in the 30s. I do like the matchup versus Kyrie. I think both these teams are hungry. The Bulls are coming off a really disastrous loss against the Lakers, and the Cavs have now been embarrassed two straight nights against Milwaukee, and then on Thursday against the Clippers. So Rondo, to me, I think he's quite honestly, he's probably safe for cash. And if you want to roll him out in tournaments, I think you can do that too. I don't think the upside's that great with him, but I think he can get you easily a 30, 35 FanDuel point night on Friday.
Thoughts on Dennis Schroeder, 5.9K coming off his best game of the year at 46 FanDuel points.
Yeah, man. So his price has come up a little bit, but rightfully so. He's finally starting to play a little better. Now, his best game of the year came at Phoenix. So Phoenix is, top three in the league in pace. Now you're playing Detroit. That's a whole different deal here. He's probably going to get some KCP defense. He'll probably start the game with some Ish Smith, which is totally fine. But if KCP goes on him, that worries me a little bit. But otherwise, I think Dennis at 5.9K, he's probably safe enough for cash if you want to go that route. I probably won't in a slow tempo game. But tournaments, sure.
Any interest in Moody tomorrow, 5.8K against the Rockets?
I mean, not really. Not a nine-game slate. I'll probably look elsewhere.
What about Collison, same price against Boston?
He's like Drew Holiday, whereas I want his minutes to go up to 35 plus. I mean, he's getting a little more than Drew. He got 32 last game. But his production just hasn't been there yet. Sacramento may be the one team I've watched the fewest this year. I actually DVR'd one of their games, the last game they played, because I wanted to watch it before Friday's slate to see what the hell's going on there. Because Collison's numbers are not good.
Hopefully it wasn't that one against Philly.
What's that? Yeah. So, and he's up against Boston. I used to avoid the Boston guards like the plague. But, the problem here is I don't know. I don't even remember who it was now. Who played – do you remember who played Boston? I think it was yesterday.
It was the Pistons, and it was 121-114.
Yeah, and then KCP had a 40 FanDuel point night against Avery Bradley. This is not a good matchup for Darren Collison. I'm probably going to fade. If I have 20 lineups, maybe one lineup. I don't want him.
What about Elfrid Payton, 5.7K at Philly?
I mean, normally I would have said a hell no and not even let you say his full name, but it's against Philly. I play everyone against Philly. Philly's like Brooklyn. I mean, you just attack them in every position. The issue here is Payton's not getting minutes. He's not even starting. So I think he's a sneaky play, though, on Friday. I mean, anyone can attack Philly. I mean, especially even if Bayless plays, you can attack Bayless. And then if Bayless doesn't play, you have probably the third slowest guy in the NBA, Sergio Fernandez Rodriguez. And the only two people slower than Sergio are probably Jose Calderon and Marc Gasol. So, I mean, Payton, he should be able to kill those guys in theory on paper. But I still wouldn't play him in cash probably.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, there's just some variability that you don't like to see. What about Ricky Rubio tomorrow, 5.6K against the Knicks? Played 38 minutes in that last one against the Knicks now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only good thing you can say is finally he played minutes, and I think as our boy Josh Lloyd mentioned on Twitter, he finally played fourth quarter minutes because he was getting benched a lot of fourth quarters. So that was nice to see, but still the production sucked. I mean, stupid smiling Ricky Rubio staring at me with his FanDuel picture. It's just I can't do it in cash because it just hasn't been there yet. I'm going to roll him out in a couple tournaments because I'm telling you, he's going to bust. And he's got D Rose, who doesn't play defense. He's going to get a 35, 40 FanDuel night. It's just a matter of time before he has a 15 assist night with a lot of those assists coming to Wiggins and Towns. But I mean, one of the problems for Minnesota, which I think I've mentioned on one of our podcasts, is Andrew Wiggins and quite honestly, and Levine. Like those two guys, like they just they get the ball, and then they do a lot of the, and they you know, Wiggins does a lot of isolation, a lot of one-on-one action, and LaVine will get a rebound, dribble it up, dribble it up himself, and so there's you know, so many possessions where Rubio just is no part of that offense. He does nothing. Whereas in the past, he would have the ball every possession. That's what become one of the biggest problems for him. So, you know, I can't do it in cash tournaments. I'll do it a little bit, but I won't feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy on the board is Ish Smith, 5.5K at Atlanta. Thoughts on him?
You know, he's all over the place. I mean, like we just mentioned, you know, the Boston guards, and KCP went nuts for 40 FanDuel points, and I forgot to mention, so did Ish Smith. He had 43 FanDuel points. I mean, again, I just didn't think that could happen against – now, granted, Isaiah Thomas is not a great defender, but Marcus Smart is. So, you know, Dennis Schroeder is not a good defender. I think if you want to play some Ish, it's perfectly fine on Friday. I mean, I'll have a little exposure. You know, it's fine. I mean, the price is fair.
All right, looking for some cheap guys here. Trying to save a little money at point guard. Under 5K, who are you going for?
All right, so if you're going under 5K – Tim Frazier, man, he's we talked about how great he was. It seems like, you know, a year ago, but I think it was like a week ago, not even, maybe like 4 days ago, when he was coming off like a 50 FanDuel point night, and since then it's been all downhill. It's been 23, 8, 19, 15, 14. And he's still getting the same allotment of minutes, too. He's still getting in like the low 30s. So at a 4.9K price tag, you're getting him at dirt cheap if he's still going to get that allotment of minutes. Not an ideal matchup versus the Clippers here, but if no Chris Paul, I think he's a sneaky play. He'll be underlooked. And, again, he's capable of giving you the 30, 40 FanDuel point night. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think he's okay. Patrick Beverley, 4.4K. I mean, we talked about him yesterday. He is what he is. If you want a guy who's going to probably get you 15 to 25 FanDuel points, you know, but a ceiling of 25, you can play Beverly. You do the Denver guards. You do want to attack them. Sergio Rodriguez, I mentioned, doesn't, you know, I mentioned how slow he is, but he's 4.4K. If Bayless is out tomorrow, I think he's a really nice safe cash play game, a cash game play. The last two games, 25 and 27 FanDuel points. So at 4.4K, sign me up for that. All, you know, any day of the week. Other than that, that's probably as low as I'm going to go. If you want to go Jamal Murray, not a nine-game slate, you probably can do better, but maybe in a tournament you can go Jamal Murray.
Get him a picture, FanDuel. Get him a picture. Yeah. Come on.
And then if Bayless does play, if you want to throw him in something, go ahead. He's like the minimum. So.
All right, top shooting guard on the board, James Harden, 11.5K. Second of a back-to-back, getting in late. You don't love all that, but you love the matchup. How much exposure are you going for him tomorrow?
I mean, before the game went into double overtime, it was cash game lock, and it was at least 50% exposure in tournaments for me for Harden at 11.5K. So this double overtime game worries me. You know, I need to, you know, check the news, see what D'Antoni says if he wants. I mean, I saw something say where D'Antoni, he wants to get Harden's minutes down to about 34 a night. So
he kept saying that the year he played Kobe like 1,000 though too.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, Kobe was basically the coach. So, but Harden's still a great. I mean, right now I do have him in for cash. And it's the perfect matchup. So on paper, it still is. It looks fantastic.
Next guy on the board, DeMar DeRozan, still 8.9K. What do you think about him for tomorrow?
Yeah, so I mean, D Sizzle was like 9.6K, I think, about a week ago. So it's finally, you know, it's coming down. He's still got to give you 45 FanDuel points to hit value, and he's a one trick pony, scoring dependent. So he's basically got to give you 30 actual points, if not more than that, to hit value. It's super tough to do. The Lakers, you know, I mean, are not great defensively, but I don't love this play. If you want to roll him out like in a tournament format, I guess you could. I don't love it. It's still too expensive. I want him to be 8.2K, and then I will start playing him.
I'm with you there. I mean, I think the 8.9K is just at least half a K too much for me. Brad Beal, 6.9K is next guy on the board at San Antonio. He's probably going to get 40 minutes because their coach seems to be insane. Thoughts on him for a mile?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the one guy who you, probably the only guy in the league you should be like restricting minutes to is Bradley Beal, and yet he's played over 40 the last two games. And the last five out of the last six games, he's been over basically between 39 and 44 FanDuel, or 46 FanDuel points. He's been great. He's playing really well. He's another guy.
Playing 40 minutes every game, pretty much. You have 42, 41, 38, 38, 40, and 40 minutes.
Yep.
That's just insane.
Yeah, no, it's ludicrous. It's insane. But, hey, in terms of DFS, let's ride him while we can. Obviously, he's probably better play on DraftKings where he gets 3-point bonus. But as I said a few minutes ago, you can attack the Spurs shooting guards. I don't know why, because Danny Green, in theory, is an elite lockdown defender. I'm not going to play as much Beal as probably other people are, because I still am stupid enough to respect Danny Green. And
that's just because he's your namesake, man. If you have the same name, you got to respect him, right?
Not really, because I hate Jamichael Green. and I hate Draymond Green. So, yeah, so, you know, it's a fine play. I think at 6.9K, if at 40 minutes and as well as he's shooting as many shots, he's getting the usage rate, you know, I think it's an okay play. I don't love it against the Spurs, but I can see the reasons why you'd want some exposure.
I'll let you say anything you want about your man, Dwayne Wade, 6.9K tomorrow.
Yeah, so look, whenever D Wade's coming off rest and there's one guy he gets up to play in his career. I mean, look at the numbers. It's against LeBron. So if there's one night I will have a little more exposure to D Wade, it's probably going to be on Friday night. He's priced very fairly. He's 6.9K. He's shown us that he can still get, you know, well over 40 FanDuel point nights, well over 40 FanDuel points in a night. Now, will he get 50? Maybe he'll fall a little bit short, but he's still a really good basketball player. So at 6.9K, I think if you wanted to roll him out in cash, I think his floor is about probably 30 FanDuel points on Friday. So I think he's a fine play. I mean, tournaments, you know, you can use him too. I mean, I'm certainly gonna have some D Wade exposure. I mean, I think if there's a night to play him, it's gonna be Friday. He's certainly gonna be motivated.
Next guy on the board is Avery Bradley. That the FanDuel trend line is headed straight downhill. 6.5K tomorrow against Sacramento. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, so I mean, this is just basic. I don't know if you want to call it math or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he was getting up more shots. His production, you know, he was getting his production. The minutes have stayed consistent. They're still there. He's still getting mid to high 30s. He's still a great defender. Coach Stevens still loves him. But you have Horford back. You have Crowder back. Just not as many shots. And Isaiah Thomas is not going to start passing. So just not as many shots. So Avery Bradley, who once seemed like a reasonable play at 7K, it's very hard to justify 6.5K. Also, he was going like every game getting 10 plus rebounds, like with Horford and Crawford and Crowder there, they're taking their snaps and those rebounds. So it's just not looking good for him. Now he's not a cash game play anymore. If you want to throw him in some tournaments, you can, just because the Sacramento guards, you always can attack, especially the shooting guard position. So maybe in a couple tournaments, but otherwise, he needs to be about a 6K player right now.
Next guy on the board is a 6K player, Zach LaVine for the Timberwolves. He had 20 FanDuel points in that last game against the Knicks, playing the Knicks again tomorrow. Thoughts on him?
Yep, thanks for reminding me about his last game where he put up 48 FanDuel points against Utah, and then he followed it up with a 20 FanDuel point night against the Knicks in 42 minutes when I had played him everywhere. Also, he has the creepiest FanDuel picture out of everyone.
I can never figure out if he's trying to smile or like talk or what he's doing in that picture. I can never figure it out.
I just think he's whispering, "I just stole your money." But so I'm not playing him in cash. If you look at his game logs, I mean, he's a perfect GPP player. I mean, that's what he's built for. 20, 48, 37, 17. I mean, his range is you know, between 15 and 50. That's just, you know, you can't play him in cash. I do like the matchup here versus the Knicks. I liked it a couple days ago and I played him a lot. I'm gonna do it probably again on Friday. So except it's a large slate now, so I'm not going to play him in cash, but I will have him in tournaments. And I think if you really, quite honestly, if you wanted to roll with him in cash, no, you know what? I would not. I would not use him in cash. He's too much of a one trick pony at 6K. He is super scoring dependent. So while I think he's fine for tournaments, I do not recommend playing him in cash. But tournaments, yeah, absolutely.
What about Evan Fournier, 5.8K at Philly?
He's just an elite play on Friday. I mean, I don't like Fournier, but sadly he's Orlando's best player. He's coming off of 36 minutes against Memphis on Thursday, 28 points, 31 FanDuel points. He's become a little too scoring dependent for me, quite honestly. But 5.8K is very fair. If you want to, I think he's a cash game play on Friday, and I think he's an elite tournament play. I mean, again, you attack everyone from Philly.
Yeah, no, I mean, Philly does not have a great defense. And Fournier, like you said, he's just going to get that high volume of shots that you love to see.
And you love playing these Orlando scrubs when they're playing up in pace.
I'm with you there. KCP, your man, you already touched on him a little bit, 5.6K.
Oh, my boy.
Against Atlanta, basically 40 FanDuel points in his last two games. So thoughts on him?
Finally, showing some respect, FanDuel. I mean, he was like 4.8K forever. He could have hovering around the 5K line, so he jumped to 5.6K. And rightfully so, because, I mean, look at his game logs. He was consistently giving you 30 FanDuel points for a couple weeks. And then he put up 40 last couple nights in some really tough matchups at Charlotte, at Boston, in really slow-paced games. So, you know, I think the price is fair. He's obviously not as sexy of a play now that his price has come up. But I still like it. I still think it's safe. If you want to roll him out in cash, I think it's perfectly fine to do. And in tournaments, he's shown he does have the upside. And he's one of the Stan Van can be a little quirky with minutes. KCP's locked in the mid-30s right now, so I'm a big KCP fan.
Next two plays are actually both Lakers. Jordan Clarkson, 5.5K, and Lou Williams, 5.2K. Both at Toronto tomorrow. Thoughts on these two guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take both these, you know, in one swing. I don't know what to do with Lakers guys anymore. Even though Russell's out, they're getting some more minutes. I still don't like playing the Lakers guys because I think the ceiling is somewhat capped. But I do think Clarkson would be a more of a cash game play, and Lou Williams would be more of the tournament guy I'd want.
Lou Williams revenge game. We got lots of those revenge games.
It is Lou Williams revenge games. And I do think those narratives do help a little bit in NBA.
Next guy on the board is Marcus Smart, 5.1K against the Kings. Thoughts on him?
No, I'm just not doing it right now. That price is too much for him right now, I think.
How about Eric Gordon, 5K at Denver?
Yeah, I mean, he played really well against Golden State in that double overtime game. He played 39 minutes, though, so I'm a little nervous. But he's, like I said, the Denver shooting guards, he should get extended minutes again on Friday. So he's a really nice play. And I mean, I really liked him before the double overtime game. Now, I don't know how much exposure I'm going to have, but I'm going to have a decent amount. He's a guy that can get you 30, 40, 50 FanDuel point nights. If his shot's falling, he's going to get 8 three-pointers on Friday probably.
Attempts. Don't.
Yeah, attempts.
Don't trick the listeners into thinking he's going to get 8 makes.
Yeah, 8 attempts.
All right, under 5K, who you got him for here?
Dude, I said on yesterday's show, J.J. Redick is a nice cash game play. Unfortunately, the Clippers blew out Cleveland, so he only played 25 minutes, but he put up 25 FanDuel points. He basically easily hit value in three quarters. So again, if you want to save money, JJ Redick, make sure he's playing, because again, JJ Redick is no spring chicken anymore either. So I don't know if he's going to be rested, but I think he's safe for cash. And then I'm just going to mention it, man. My boy Danny Green, 3.9K. This guy, I know we don't like playing Spurs. Danny Green I swear to you, all of you, I don't know how long you've been playing DFS, if you've been playing long enough to remember the days when Danny Green would get 40 FanDuel points, but it happened.
Like it was a long time ago. It was like 2 years ago.
I know, but some people are new to DFS. I know we have a lot of new listeners. So, you know, if you only start playing this year, you probably think he's a bum, but he used to be when he was able to hit some threes, a really good fantasy player, and he was a close to 6K. So you know, right now it's clearly risky, but I every night I will have at least one tournament play of Danny Green.
That's just because he has your name, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's not.
All right.
And I hate Danny Green because he, you know, when Wade was on Miami, Danny Green hit like 1,000 3-point. I think he set the NBA Finals record for threes before Curry broke it against Miami when he was on San Antonio, you know, when the Spurs beat Miami. So I hated Danny Green.
All right, Daniel, why don't you tell us about our friends at Draft?
Oh, I'd be delighted to, Tyler. So, guys, we're very excited that we have a new sponsor. And we need you to check it out. We need your help here. We already know you love fantasy, so we know you'll love playing fantasy on Draft. And Draft is the name of the app. Draft is a simple daily fantasy app where you can do snake drafts, just like the ones you do at the beginning of your season-long league. You can do drafts whenever you want. They last for just one day, and they take only minutes to complete. On Draft, it's draft day every day. On Draft, you can play for free, or better yet, you play for money. Obviously, I'm going to play for money. And get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost three times better than your chances of winning on FanDuel or DraftKings. Before the show, me and Tyler did a head-to-head draft. I took Anthony Davis with my number one pick, and I'm already regretting it. Tyler got Harden with the second pick. But these drafts are so easy to do. It took us like 2 minutes. You only got to pick five players. The way it goes is I took the first pick, then Tyler gets the second and third pick, then I get the fourth and fifth pick. So, I mean, it's just real easy. And then you get two guards, two forwards, and one center. So you're just picking five players. Real easy to do. It's a lot of fun. So join me and Tyler. Download the app Draft now. Just search Draft in the App Store, and it's probably going to be the first or second one that comes up. Make sure you guys enter the promo code DFBPOD when you download it, and you'll get 100% bonus up to $600 when you deposit, which is an unbelievable deal. Again, search Draft in the App Store and be sure to enter the promo code DFB, that's Daily Fantasy Basketball, and then POD, so DFB POD. And then once you guys do that, let me or Tyler know, and then you can challenge us. You know, we can do free contests, we can do money ones or whatever. It's just a lot of fun. It's just a nice change of pace.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that. I mean, they're a really awesome sponsor, and I really hope everyone goes and checks them out because they're really awesome. All right, you ready to move on to the small forwards?
Let's do it.
LeBron, who I think you might have been calling LeBum tonight from the way he played, 9.7K at Chicago. Thoughts on him for tomorrow?
Well, he was certainly a dream killer. I mean, the good news for me, at least, I almost had zero LeBron exposure. I just could not fathom a reason to fade Durant. Durant's just been playing that well. But, yeah, he was horrible, as the whole Cavs team was. So, I mean, I think he does have Jimmy Butler defense, but it's LeBron. LeBron, he's going to be pumped up to play against his boy Wade. Cleveland's coming off two bad losses. I think this is a primetime game. If not, it should be. So – I would think it's on ESPN or something, but I don't know that. I'm just saying that. I am a big LeBron fan for Friday, and I expect a big bounce back game here.
Next guy on the board is Jimmy Butler, 8.8K, going head to head against LeBron. What are you thinking about Butler for tomorrow?
Yeah, Butler. He was a dream killer a couple nights ago, and only put up 32 FanDuel points against the Lakers, and shot like 3 or 4 for 16 or 4 for 18. It was just something ugly in that bad Bulls loss to the Lakers. So I think he bounces back here as well. I'm just for fun, quite honestly, I'm going to have some lineups where I play LeBron and Butler as my two small forwards. Butler's price came down $200 to 8.8K, but it's still pricey. So on a 9-game slate, when I probably do prefer LeBron, it's hard to fit Butler in a lot of lineups. So I'm, as much as I want to play Butler a lot right now, I don't have a ton of exposure.
So next guy on the board, you got Kawhi Leonard, 8.1K against Washington. Thoughts on him?
Kawhi, what the hell's going on with him? Like, do you have any idea? Like, what the hell, Kawhi? I thought he was going to be the MVP candidate this year. He started off the season great. What is he doing putting up 20 FanDuel point nights? Like, that is unacceptable. Like, I wrote him a letter yesterday. I said, "Dear Mr. Leonard, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you're really hurting my feelings with these horrible performances. Please pick it up, the judge." He didn't respond yet. Anyway.
Wait, do you have to call him Mr. if you're like 10 years older than he is?
Yeah. That is true. I am older than he is. He's actually probably still really young too, quite honestly, right?
He's like 26, I think, or 27, isn't he?
Yeah. This is actually, I'm a huge fan of him for Friday. Like, there's my favorite position to attack on Washington is small forward. Otto Porter, and first of all, the whole Washington team doesn't play any defense, but you can especially attack Otto Porter. Kawhi has not been right. I don't get it, like, why his production's been so off. You know, he's still got a relatively safe floor. I think he's going to be under-owned on a 9-game slate. A lot of people have lost money on him lately, so he's a really sneaky play. I don't know if I'm going to use him in cash, but I'm definitely going to have a lot of tournament exposure.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, I think the Kawhi is actually a really kind of a good play tomorrow. Mentioned the Otto Porter.
I was just going to say one of the main reasons why I like him so much is the price. I mean, he was 9K about a week, you know, a week ago or so. He was at least close. Now he's 8.1K. I mean, we're getting him at such a nice discount right now. So let's take advantage of it while we can.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, it sounds like a great play. Next guy on the board is Carmelo Anthony, 7.6K. In that rematch against Minnesota, what are you thinking about him?
I mean, he's such a buster. I mean, this is not the Olympics, Carmelo. I don't want to play you. I don't want a one-trick pony whose body's broken down. I mean, I just don't – on a 9-game slate, I don't think so, man. When I can get Kawhi for $500 more, you know, maybe in tournaments, if I'm doing 20, I have a couple Carmelo lineups because I do want to stack this Minnesota Knicks game. And Carmelo, if he gets hot, maybe he can have a nice night. But I'm not a huge Carmelo fan these days.
All right, next guy on the board, we got Rudy Gay, 7.2K at Boston tomorrow. Thoughts on him?
Definitely not in cash games. If you want to use him in a tournament or two, you can. You know, now you got Jay Crowder back, who's a really nice defender. You know, I don't love the Sacramento guys in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The next guy on the board is Wilson Chandler, 6.3K. Your boy, price is rising up there. They're playing Houston tomorrow. What are you thinking about him?
Yeah, so Gallo came back, which saddens me because I don't like Gallo, and that does take away minutes from Wilson Chandler. And the problem is Wilson Chandler had his monster games when Gallo was out, so Wilson Chandler's price rose, and then Gallo comes back, and then we're stuck because now Wilson Chandler's not a great play, and it's hard to envision he's not going to get more than 30 minutes. And he still can do a lot with those minutes, but you know, can he do enough? You know, he's got to give us 32 Vandal points to hit value. That's doable. Certainly it gets in a high pace game against Houston. I still think it's a good play. It's just no longer an elite play. I will have a little exposure to Wilson Chandler. I just got to figure out if I want to do it in cash. At 6.3K, I don't know if I want to, but I'll have some exposure.
What about Otto Porter, 6.1K against the Spurs?
Yeah, I mean, he's got Kawhi Leonard defense. As much as I wrote a letter to Kawhi, I also said, P.S., your defense is still fantastic. So I'm probably not going to play a ton of Otto, even though he's been super consistent. And if you want, he'll be low owned. So if you want to throw him as a dart in a tournament, go ahead.
We got two guys at 6K. You got Danilo Gallinari against Houston and Andrew Wiggins in that rematch against the Knicks. What do you think about these two guys for tomorrow?
Both these guys are interesting. I would go Gallo is a nice cash game play right now. Even though he's coming back from his injury, make sure he's playing. But in his first game back, he got 36 minutes right out of the gate versus Miami, put up 28 Vando points. And that he's been pretty consistent. He's been consistently mediocre all year long. I mean, last year, in the last couple of years, he flashed 50 Vando point upside. He has not this year, but he's been basically – like a floor of like 26 and like a ceiling of 32. He's been super consistent. So he's a cash game player for me right now. I don't see the upside in tournaments. Andrew Wiggins, on the other hand, is the complete opposite. I don't want to touch him in cash, but I'll play him in tournaments. He went nuts against the Knicks on, I think it was Wednesday, 40 minutes, 35 Bando points. So he got 4 assists. I don't think we'll see that again, but I think Wiggins is a nice tournament play.
Yeah, I'm with you on all that. Next guy would be Jay Crowder, 5.3K against the Kings. What do you think about him for tomorrow?
Lock and load Jay Crowder into my cash games. He's a 6K player. 5.3K is too cheap for him. I don't know why his price didn't go up. Yeah, he's easily hit 30 Vando points the last three times he's played. I shouldn't say easily, but he's hit 30 Vando points. That's 6 times value. So he's such a good cash game play for me until that price rises. I really like that play.
Next two on the board, both 5.2K, Trevor Ariza at Denver and Kemp Bazemore against the Pistons. What do you think about these two?
Yeah, I mean, I watched Ariza play 40 minutes of dead man walking on against Golden State and give him barely to 20 Vando points. I don't want a ton of Ariza. Maybe in a couple tournaments if I stack that Houston game, because he's going to get 8 wide open threes, but he'll probably miss 7 of them. Bazemore, his price has come up a little bit because he had a 38-point a Vando point night. But again, it was at Phoenix in that high fast paced tempo game. The Phoenix defends nobody, so I'm gonna definitely be basing less on Friday against Detroit.
So under 5K now, who are you thinking about playing?
Yeah, Marcus Morris is 4.9K. I mean, every Detroit guy played well against Boston, which I don't understand. So he had 34 Fando points. He's too cheap. Both Morris brothers are, quite honestly. So I think if you want to roll with Marcus Morris 4.9K, you can. Robert Covington, the peasant, you can play him 4.5K, but play him in only tournaments. Don't even touch him in cash because he's another guy. He's going to get eight three-pointers. No idea how many. He can make one or he can make 6. And Brandon Ingram, see what's going on with him. He started last out of the blue after lineup lock. He ended up starting for the Lakers, and he played 41 minutes. Now, he still only gave you 21 Fando points, but the night is going to come when he puts up a 40 Fando point night. And he's like the one Laker that Luke Walton is for whatever reason, Luke Walton is giving just minutes galore to, even though he's only 18 years old and he weighs like 75 pounds. So Brandon Ingram, if he's starting again, I'm going to find a way to play in a decent amount of lineups.
Yeah, and the cool thing is they've been kind of playing him as kind of like a two-guard almost.
He like dribbles the ball up a lot.
Yeah, and he's been getting a lot of shot attempts, a lot of big minutes in the last about 5 games. He's gotten you 12, 18, 10, 10, and 9 shot attempts, and he's not making a shot right now. That's the only thing, really. He starts making his shot, he's going to give you some great value at that 4K price.
Yep.
All right, on to the power forwards.
All right, so Anthony Davis, so his price now is coming up, 12.3K. But man, has he been worth it so far? I mean, look at his game logs. He's been so steady. I'm going to leave out one game versus Atlanta where he got injured for something and he banged a toenail and you know sat in the locker room and cried for two quarters. Other than that, though, this is his last like 6-7 games: 76, 60, 59, 64, 64, 68. I mean, that's tremendous. The problem here is, if you're going to play Harden and cash, can you afford to play Harden and Anthony Davis on a 9-game slate? When I mean, there's enough value for you to do it, but there's also a lot of just generally good plays. I don't know if I can pay that much in cash, even though he's been worth it this year. So I'm going to have a decent amount of exposure. I just got to figure out where if I want to do it only in tournaments. He's 3.3K more expensive than Blake Griffin. So. Yeah,
and I think you nailed it right there. I think that's going to scare me off in the cash games, is just the price is too high compared to everybody else. Plus, I think there's some decent lower plays here at this position. So,
yeah, I mean it's hard. I mean it's hard. I mean you have to figure it out. If you end up if you play him, but then you have to have three bums who are going to get you a combined 15 Vando points, then it's probably better to look elsewhere.
Yeah, no, definitely. Next guy, same game, Blake Griffin, 9K. What do you think about him?
Honestly, I don't even want to think about Blake. I don't want to think about it at all. He's been piss poor lately. And he started off the year so great. And I don't know. It's just the production hasn't been there. He had 11 assists last game, which was really nice in that blowout against Cleveland. He actually played well in 31 minutes. So he's going to be under-owned. No one wants to play him right now. You know, against Anthony Davis, who's not a great on-ball defender. Like I'm gonna play a little of him in tournaments but it's hard to love that play though.
Are you gonna love yourself in love tomorrow?
So Kevin Love's gonna get some Taj Gibson defense. That's some decent defense. Coming off of his worst game of the year though, quite honestly, against the Clippers, I still think Kevin Love is a good play. I mean, I still think he's safe for cash. And he's tournaments. You can play him in tournaments. The upside's not, the same as it was, from his Minnesota days. But he's fine.
Next guy on the board, Chris Stapps, 7.9K against Minnesota. Just had that nice big game against the Timberwolves. What do you think about him for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, this is like the new dilemma we're having now is Porzingis or Luck or Kevin Love. I mean, now they're pretty similar in price. And if you look at Porzingis' production, he's been a consistency monster the last couple of weeks. I mean, 48, 42, 36, 34, 43, 32, 34, 51. So you're talking about a ceiling of a floor of 33 and a ceiling of about 51. That's pretty similar to Kevin Love, quite honestly. And he probably has the better matchup of the two because Gordy Dang cannot guard him on the perimeter. And a lot of times now the Knicks, because Joakim Noah is just, he's literally, maybe he may be killed in a, I think they're having a funeral service for him tomorrow. The Knicks are playing Porzingis at the five a lot. So, I mean, Towns can't guard Porzingis. Porzingis is a really tough matchup for anyone, especially the T-Wolves. He's a great play.
All right, Julius Randle, 6.6K tomorrow at Toronto. He's the next guy on the board. What do you think about Randle?
Yeah, man, I've never seen a guy play with so much energy as much as he did against the Bulls on Wednesday. He had 39 FanDuel points in 31 minutes. He must have missed 20 layups, and for like 18 of them, he got his own rebound, and he had 20 rebounds on the night. He was everywhere. I mean, he could have got 50, 60 FanDuel point nights. Like, he still only got 31 minutes. Like, Luke Walton, I don't know why Luke Walton will play Brandon Ingram 41 minutes, but he won't play Randle 41 minutes, but with that said, normally I don't like Randle because he's 6.6K and that's just too expensive, but he does have the upside. I don't like the matchup here. Toronto is a pretty good defensive team. I'm not going to play a ton of Randle, but I'm going to play probably in a few tournaments just because in case he does go off again.
What about Aldridge, 6.6K?
I'm not touching no way. No, it's disgusting. I feel sick of thinking about Aldridge.
How about 45-year-old Serge Ibaka at Philly, 6.3K?
He keeps playing well again on Thursday night at Memphis. Another tough matchup, 29 FanDuel points. That's four straight games where he's basically been 30 FanDuel points or above, or pretty close to it. He gets the best matchup in the free world against Philadelphia. Who's going to guard him there? Saric or Ersan Ilyasova? So, again, he's become a sneaky cash game play and a sneaky low-ceiling tournament play.
Yeah, I'm with you. We talked about him a lot yesterday. So, I mean, I think guys know what I'm thinking about that. Gorgui Dang's next guy, 6K at the Knicks. What do you think about him?
He's fine. I probably just like other guys better. He's like a, if you want to go that route in cash, okay. I think you probably can do better.
What about Fareed, 5.9K?
Well, I mean, on paper, this is a matchup that Fareed should thrive, right? I mean, you got up against Houston, an up and down game. Everyone just running and gunning. He has been close to 30 FanDuel points the last three games. So if there's a game I would look for Fareed, it's probably going to be on Friday. I'll have a little exposure. I don't know what the upside is. I don't think he can get me 40 FanDuel points. I think he can get me 30, 35. So he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Fareed, I mean, they always kind of scare me a little bit just because, I mean, at any given night, he's one of those guys you could see get like 15, 18 minutes and just, I mean, like he does produce some decent point per minute stuff, but you never really want to see your guy in your DFS contest getting 15 minutes.
Yeah, but he couldn't be more better suited for this matchup. Now, granted, I said the same thing about Clint Capella, and then Clint Capella did put up 15 FanDuel points, but, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem like a great matchup for the Nurkic-Jokic boys because Houston's not going to be rolling out, you know, they're going to be shooting threes, and Fareed would seem to be better suited for that game.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just don't think I would put all my money on it. That's for certain. Next guy on the board, Taj Gibson, 5.8K against Cleveland. What do you think about him?
I mean, he's a very nice cash game play. He's just the upside, though, just not for tournaments, probably for me. But if you want to roll them out in cash, I think it's fine.
The very safe Tobias Harris, 5.7K, is the next guy on the board at Atlanta. What do you think about him?
Yeah, so his price has come up because he's been so consistently good. He's been in the high, mid to low to high 30s last three games. So the 5.7K price tag is warranted. I think he's still at that price safe for cash. And if you want to roll him out in tournaments, you can do that too. I think he's a good play.
All right, anybody else you want to mention here under 5K?
Make sure to see if Markieff is playing. I think he's got an ankle issue. And Jokic. I think both those guys are dealing with injury issues, right? If Jokic is playing, he's got monster upside tournaments. Throw him in some tournaments. Markieff's been playing better. Both the Morris brothers played a little bit better the last couple games. So if Markieff is playing at 4.8K, that's so dirt cheap. He's fine. Ersan Ilyasova's okay at 4.6K. John Luehr is okay, 4.5K. Ryan Anderson in another ideal matchup for him, 4.4K. You know, we saw him against Golden State on Thursday, give you 33 FanDuel points. And that's it. Oh, and that's I got to mention the Soul Crusher from yesterday, Mike Muscala. If Paul Millsap is out, I'm probably going to fire up Muscala again in some lineups. Now, he played 29 minutes of useless, lifeless Frank Kaminsky basketball yesterday. But if he's going to get 29 minutes at 3.7K, I'll have a little exposure to him on Friday.
All right, ready to move on to the centers?
Yes, I'm losing my voice.
All right, you got two monster options. You got DeMarcus Cousins, 10.9K at Boston tomorrow. And then you got Karl-Anthony Towns coming off that phenomenal game against the Knicks, playing in the Garden tomorrow. I'm going to say that you have 9.4K exactly left for your center position, and you can pick either one of these two guys. Which one are you going for?
If I had to choose one, you know, with price not an issue, I would still go Cousins. I mean, one of my – even though Horford's back now, you know, one of the mottos in life, I mean, the mottos are you attack – Bucks bigs, you attack Sacramento two guards, you attack Denver's shooting guards, Denver guards in general, and you attack Boston bigs. We have Cousins at 10.9K. He's been playing fantastic lately. It's in the 60s the last two games in FanDuel points. He's an elite play. Now, the problem here is, though, he is 1.5K more expensive than Towns. I mean, Towns had a career night of 76 FanDuel points. I mean, 47 actual points, 18 rebounds. The Knicks clearly have no one that can guard him. I don't know if Joakim Noah faked his injury or not, but Joakim Noah is a broken down, beat down player that was the worst contract ever given out to by an NBA team. I mean, he must have been laughing as he was signing that contract. Like, why the Knicks gave him money? They need to waive him and cut him because he's useless to that basketball team. So with Towns, I mean, who's going to guard him? Kyle O'Quinn. It's just he can't do it. They have no one. So if I could play one of the two in cash, I would probably go Towns. I would probably lean Cousins in tournaments because recency bias. Everyone's going to be on Towns on Friday, so the ownership's going to be through the roof, and that would probably want me. I'd probably want to fade him a little bit, but he's obviously these are two elite plays on Friday.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And I think it's worth mentioning that Cousins has been on a crazy tear. He's gotten over 10 rebounds in 6 out of his last 7 games, and he's gotten over 30 points in 5 out of his last 6. So that dude's just been going nuts. Next two guys on the board are playing each other. You got Andre Drummond, 7.9K, and Dwight Howard, 7.8K. Going head-to-head, what are your thoughts on these two guys?
Yeah, I mean, Drummond's not really suitable for cash these days. He's been too inconsistent this year. The minutes are all over the place. He's been one of the most disappointing guys for me to play. His price has come down to 7.9K, which is a very fair price for him. I played him a lot last game when he had 48 FanDuel points. I mean, I think the problem was that was the night where like 4 other centers went nuts, so it didn't do me a lot of good. But he's still a really nice tournament play. I'll have some exposure for sure to him. And I think I had him at like 8% a couple nights ago. I think last week I had him at like 2% on big slates. He's always so low owned. I prefer him much more to Howard. Although Howard's more of a cash game play for me right now because the ceiling is not there, and Drummond's more of a tournament play. I mean, Howard just, you know, he's probably can get you 35 FanDuel points, maybe 40, but it's hard to see him giving you the 50 burger. So Howard for cash, and Drummond's more of a tournament guy.
What about Horford, 7.3K against Kings?
Yeah, I mean, Horford is he's an intriguing play. He came back from injury in two games in the 40s, and then he had a couple two okay games in 30s, and then he had a stinker against Drummond. 7.3K, he's going to be super low owned. I think he's relatively safe at that price. You're getting him at a bargain. I think his price is going to settle in around 7.8K for the year. So he's fine against DeMarcus Cousins. You worry about foul trouble a little bit maybe, but otherwise he's okay.
DeAndre Jordan, 7.2K against the Pelicans.
Yeah, no thank you.
Vucevic, 7.1K. Revenge game against Philly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have Vucevic exposure for sure. I mean, the Vucevic Embiid matchup will be interesting to watch. So sure. I mean, and you can attack Embiid defensively for sure.
Embiid actually rates as a crazy good defender, which always kind of surprises me, but he does. He is the next guy on the board at 6.2K. So you gonna give a little exposure to him?
Yeah, I mean, no one's talking about it because this game got postponed, but the minute restrictions went up to 28 minutes. So he's such a fantasy point per minute monster that those four extra minutes that he can now play are actually a big deal. That's like six or seven extra FanDuel points. And he was already averaging 32 on the year. So he's become, I think for cash games, he's pretty safe. Even though Orlando's starting Bismack Biyombo, that doesn't worry me. And he's probably going to get some Vucevic defense a little bit too. Although I would think they try to keep Bismack on him, as much as possible. But Embiid is a nice cash game play, and he does have some upside. But at 6.2K, still pricey for only 28 minutes. But he's going to be in play for me a little bit on Friday.
Next two guys on the board are going up against each other: Marcin Gortat, 6K, and Pau Gasol, 5.9K. Thoughts on those two?
Gortat, okay for cash, maybe, but I think there's better options on Friday. And Capella, yeah, I'm going to go back to the boat a little bit in tournaments on Friday. And, he had like six, seven, eight straight games of like basically giving you six times value. So I just cannot envision that's going to end all of a sudden with one bad game, one or two bad games. So I still like Capella in tournaments on Friday.
What about Gasol, 5.9K?
Wow, I mean, man, I think he was like 7.9K to start the year or something like that. He's come down – man, he's come down so far. Timber. But rightfully so. I mean, we don't even know if he's going to play, how much he's going to play. The minutes are in the teens and the 20s. So it's way too hard to do in cash. If you want to throw him in a tournament, though, go ahead, because especially maybe Aldridge won't play. We have no idea what's going to happen. If he does get minutes, 5.9K, I mean, he's so talented offensively. He's going to crush value if he gets minutes. So tournaments only, and if you want to do it in some lineups, if you're playing a bunch of like $1 tournaments, sure, go ahead.
What about Valanciunas? He's 5.8K tomorrow against the Lakers.
Yeah, man, I actually love the next two guys. I love Valanciunas and I love Robin Lopez. Both those guys, you can play in, as far as I'm concerned, you can play in cash on Friday. I think they're relatively safe. I love the matchup versus the Lakers for Valanciunas. And I like Robin Lopez versus Cleveland, quite honestly. Robin Lopez has been terrific this year. So, I like both those guys. I like
5K or less. Anybody you going for here?
No, I don't really want Tristan Thompson. I mean, there's just better guys. Okafor, if you want to play Okafor at 4.4K just to punt, I guess you could. With Embiid getting 28 minutes, though, I think there's not a whole lot left for Okafor. He's been pretty crappy anyway. Nurkic, wow, has he fallen? I mean, Jokic has been so much better than him lately. He's just not getting many minutes. So, no thank you on him. So, other than that, no, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to go searching for gold. I saw a Zeller. So many Zellers. Scrolling through center, all you see are Plumleys and Zellers. It's just my eyes hurt. Anyway, that's it,
man. All right. That's all we got for today. Make sure you download the draft. Use our promo code DFBPOD. That's important. So go out there, play the draft.
Yeah. Also, if you guys could do me a big favor, I really appreciate it. If you could rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, that really does help us out in like several different ways. So, it doesn't take long either. Just go, give us a quick rating. And if you want to holler at me and let me know you did it, that'd be awesome. I'll try to maybe I can hook you up with something, or maybe give you a shout out, or I don't know what I could do, or maybe I can't do anything, quite honestly, but I still think you should do it for us. It really does help. And I know it doesn't take a lot of effort. So That'd be much appreciated. Other than that, hope you had made some money Thursday. Hope you make some money Friday. Enjoy the 9-game slate. Have a good weekend. We will be back to discuss the Saturday slate. And also enjoy the best of the best chambers. Very exciting. So other than that, happy Friday, guys. We'll see you later. Court is adjourned.